Introduction. What if you could live your destiny? Benny Johnson and Sherry Silk. God has an amazing, fulfilling, life-changing purpose for each one of us. Unfortunately, too many women in the church do not really know who they are or where they fit in God's kingdom. They have accepted other people's molds and the status quo, but deep inside, they long for more. Their hearts secretly ask, "What if? What if I could follow my dreams? What if I could do more than I'm doing and be more than I am right now? What if I could be really alive with purpose and participate in God's kingdom? What if I could make a difference?" The answer to these questions is, you can. Because of Jesus, you are free to be amazing. You are free to follow your dreams. As a woman, you were created to be powerful and to step into your destiny as a world changer. At Bethel Church in Redding, California, we are passionate about helping all kinds of people discover who God created them to be and what He created them to do, and then empowering them to step into destiny. We, the authors of this book, are women who carry various gifts and assignments and leadership roles. We know firsthand what it is like to encounter God's love and the joy and freedom of His presence. And from that place of encounter, we have begun to step into destiny. The same love and joy and freedom in God are available to you too. He wants to change you in His presence, to free you of all the restraints that others and your own fears and sins have created, so that you can find who you really are in Him. Your identity and destiny in Him are much more exciting than you have ever imagined. Understanding God's goodness and the freedom that's found in His love is the key to unlocking your destiny. The more you walk in your identity as a free woman, the more you will be able to discern and follow God's plans for your life. Free people dream with God, and only free people know they are powerful enough to turn those dreams into reality and become conduits of the kingdom everywhere they go. We are not all called to the same positions of influence or the same people groups, but we are all called, and we are all powerful beyond imagination. We can all do the work of the kingdom. Not one of us is disqualified because of race or gender or age or past failures. Freedom is what we were made for. We are designed to live out our destiny in partnership with God, to live every day and every year with bigger dreams. We really can change the world. This book is written to help you discover your identity in God and to realize the powerful expectation residing in the question, "What if?" The Bible declares that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Ephesians 3:20, New King James Version. It also says, "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him." 1 Corinthians 2:9, New King James Version. The limitation is not on His end, but on ours. Your Father is saying, "Permission granted." Imagine what might happen if you allowed God's love to truly penetrate your heart and you stopped being afraid of Him, afraid of others, and afraid of yourself.